You know, that here again, I will share this with you just like I do the Stones. Mm-hmm. Or if you ever feel down, I'm still here. People do have, I think they go on to, because there's other lessons to be learned. And before that, I could get in touch with Gail at any time. Mm-hmm. I just go lay down on the bed, you know. And after that message, I only got in touch with her one more time. And I said, "How's it been?" She said, "Fine." I said, "How's the job?" Or something to that effect, because you kind of. But she said, "Now this is the thing that she had been helping to prepare some African princess or something for a wedding." Mm-hmm. So we do have lessons to learn. Now look how different the lesson that she was learning here from what she would learn there. Mm-hmm. So I think that we did. It's a long process of rounding out our spiritual growth. Mm-hmm. Now, if we know that some people appear to be immature, they're frightened, mm-hmm. And others are comfortable with life, it's good to them, and they're good to it. Mm-hmm. And this old thing about love life and it'll love you back, mm-hmm. is so true. Ask something. Not that I have all the answers. That is just the way I see things, and that's.
No, I. We finished up the filling question. That was interesting. Yeah. So there's no problem. I was interested in finding out a little bit more about how you got started in your current direction, because you had spoken about the beginning of your life. And then your
other, okay.
And then I was wondering, at what point, and you mentioned your other life where you were driving your sports car and all this sort of things.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was just wondering at what point you began to make that change, and now you've told me about that.
Yeah.
So that I,
so we
so just, I'm up to date on that, and so far.
Yeah. But it's, I don't think there's an end. Well, in fact, I know there's not. Now, last week or so, our dog disappeared. Sunday night, the dog just was not here. Come Monday, you know, and I remembered being out there talking to him. And now these things, some of them sound like pure insanity when you compare to this. When the Castaneda, he had his ordinary reality and he had his non-ordinary. Okay, ordinary reality, it sounds like insanity. But the dog disappeared. And I didn't know until Monday, you know. Put him some food out there. He didn't come back and didn't come back. Then Thursday night, Nancy came home from work. She woke me up. She said, "You know the dog's back." So I got up, you know. And he was not chewed up. Mm-hmm. He was not chasing an old female with him. He was not dirty. Mm-hmm. So if he had been fighting over a female for that many days, his ears would have been eat up. Mm-hmm. He'd been all scratched. And he was real sluggish. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, he likes to play.
Oh, yeah.
That. For about 3 days. He was like he had something else on his mind. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to play, and he'd lay around, and I'd feed him, and I'd talk to him, and he still didn't want to play. And I thought, you know, the dog is, he's been someplace else. Like, I've known people to, a feather, you know, to disappear, or crystals can disappear. If one thing can disappear from this reality, then other things can. So I went out in my meditating place, which is that little knob of the tree with the chair on it, a few nights ago, when it was real balmy outside, you know, and the stars were bright. And I asked, if the dog has been someplace else. And I looked up for an answer, and there was a star streaking across the sky. Absolutely, just looked up and there looked. And one night I was just, Nancy's niece was hit, oh, a terrible wreck right over yonder, and broke her leg, you know. And so I was saying a few words, but his friend's wife was having a lot of pain. And a ball of fire went across just as straight. It was not a star, because it was flying level. You know, if it had been falling, you'd seen that arch right across like that. So there's all kinds of answers you can get from the winds, you can get them from the stars. The grass is there. You know? It's always an answer to the miracles that go on. You know, the light, the next breath. But then when you want something special, it can turn up. And is nothing that unusual about it for the people that are into this stuff. Now, we were having this past life workshop down on Macaulay Street. You're familiar with all of the chapel here?
Some of
it. Okay. And I was telling this Roger Woogler, and Jennifer was his wife, and was talking, you know, after things over with. That's about sitting out there asking this pine tree questions. And you have to phrase them so there's yes and no answers, see? And so if I forgot now exactly where, if a violent shaking of the limbs was yes or no. I think it was yes, probably. So this girl asked me, she said, do you think dogs and cats have to deal with karma? Well, I was sitting there on the picnic bench, and my old cat, I had a cat that time. He jumped up on the bench beside of me, and that rung a bell. So I said to the tree, do cats have to deal with karma? The tree just stands there. Yeah. So I said, I would like an answer. I said, it's very important to me. Then this little voice says, only if you're a cat. So you see these things, that there's answers. See, that wasn't a tree. It was something else. There are things that you don't need to know. And the ones, the answers we do get, it's we seem to need. And the ones we don't get, we don't need. And that's what psychics do. They have to have a need to know. And they can get their answers. But I think that again is they get in touch with themselves. Because everything from the whole evolution is programmed right inside of us. And you know, if you've ever had a traumatic thing to happen to you, you know, like a relative dies, a terrible accident either to you or... Now, Michael, he had an episode, and we started thinking about it. That's when Lawrence was killed. You know, he was real down, was depressed. That was stood exactly to the year, his cycle, that Lawrence was killed in this accident while they were milking. You know the one I was telling you about, that the light came on it Halloween night. But I feel good knowing that that he is still around. You know, but and he'll leave when the time is right. It's like John Pollock, we were down there at the workshop, and we were having a crystal workshop, and I stood up beside the wall, and John and him was looking at my aura. And John's looking at something beside of me, you know. He says, there's a young man standing beside of you. And he said, well, he's in his late teens. He says he's recently departed. And he said, he's not a spirit guide. He says, he seems to be learning from you. And he says, and he's all right. You know, hippies always sit on the floor, you know. And I was standing up. And I thanked him, you know, and I said, yeah, he's all right. But it used to be very simple, not very involved. You know, it's where we all look at. But it's still beyond our comprehension. Even with the things that this man that I know over at Stokesdale, he says there's three things. He says there's the known, there's the unknown, and there's the unknowable. Then we get to that stage, and that what's beyond that is to us mortals is unknowable. You could live 1,000 years and you would know just as little as you do now, you know, in comparison to what there is to be known. Like, I was reading this interview about this Don Jose Rios, and he is 79 years old, and he's telling this interviewer, he said, at my age, I'm still a babe in the woods. And after the years of a shaman, of healing people and casting out the devils and all that kind of stuff, he still did not know what was behind all of this. But some people really have to, they have to suffer until they turn their life over to this, the one, and see that it's all in control. And others don't. I don't know why. Maybe they did their suffering in another life. I don't know. One of the people that I'm associated with, he spent some time in an institution, and he's the one that could split the clouds. But and another one I know that he was working under his old van. He said that he moved someplace out north of Hillsboro, I don't know where. But he had taken all four wheels off to reline the brakes. And he decided, well, while I'm under here, I'll fix the muffler. He said his hawk flew up on the tree. Then the hawk started, he said, just raising hell, you know, and just screaming. And he said, man, I better get out and see what he's so excited about. And he said, just as he got out, he said, a little puff of wind came and blew that fan off of those blocks. He said, you know, my attitude toward hawks has changed since then. He said, I protect whatever the fuck. So, now his protection is more than just say, don't you pull that trigger. I may have told you about the time I was having chest pains. Right. So I would not point a gun at a hawk with Don around. You just might go blind. If he would will you to. And that's what's behind this, is our will. You know, our will these to relieve you of your pain. So this is where who has the greater will, you know, these troubles. But Don is, I don't, it's phenomenal, the things that And he's good looking. I told Nancy, I said, if I was good looking, he would. Because, you know, I said, I'd be the most arrogant person you've ever seen in China. I said, of course, I'll never get a chance to do that. But Don and his girlfriend were down on the beach, on one of these protected islands. Mm-hmm. And Don wouldn't hurt it. And they had a tent up. And they'd already been told, said, you better leave before dark, he said, because Coast Guard come out and run you off. Mm-hmm. And he said the Coast Guard plane circled overhead like checking this island out. Mm-hmm. And didn't see him. And, you know, then I thought, you know, that's what they were hinting at in Little Big Man when Chief Dan George says, if I can't see them, they can't see me. And they used to say on this, the Shadow Knows, that he clouds men's minds. We have been, those things have been hinted at many times, but they're for real. But I hadn't reached that stage yet. And Don is 34. And he looks like a Greek god. All over, his muscles, his facial structure, his shock of dark brown hair and everything, dark eyes. And he's still that sensitive. And he takes no credit for it. That's an unusual person. But he and his girlfriend are getting married here. February the 1st. I don't even know what day of the week it is yet. It might be Saturday or Sunday.
Saturday, because that's when my sister's getting married.
Where is she getting married?
In Oklahoma, at my parents' house.
At their house?
Yeah.
What about that?
Saturday. Sharon and I are going to go back and spend a few days there.
Well, good.
Been hearing about the guy she's been going to. Even though he is an attorney, we're all going to take him into the family.
Yeah. Well, again, that's can be used either way. It's like your sage and your hawk wings. Because there are people that need to be defended, and there's others that I wouldn't touch with 10-foot pole. But, you know, that old thing about seeking revenge, you know, what is, I forgot now what it is, but it says something about taking revenge, and it says, revenge is mine, saith the Lord. So we don't have to hurt each other. It'll be taken care of. Now, Rolling Thunders, in his thing, he tells you the same thing about the things that's been done to Indians. He says, we turned it over to the Great Spirit. You know, we don't have to involve ourselves in it and mess up our own karma. You know. You just steer clear of those things. In another place where there's a conversation with Mad Bear, he said these people were really putting some bad stuff on Rolling Thunder, you know. And Mad Bear says, oh, you don't have to worry about them. He said, they'll fight among themselves and then they'll just disperse. So the bad things take care of themselves. You know, there's no way that the Nazi regime could have survived. You know, because they brought on their own destruction. And I think evil will always do that. Because it's like, you know, looking for an honest man to help you rob a bank. You know, the thing you get is another crook. Then you better not turn your back, yeah. So that's the way with evil. Is anything to you?
No, I'm thinking to see if there's any other questions I want to get from you. I can't think of anything else right now, anyway. Okay. Next time I'll show up, I'll bring the television cameras in here. No.
But no, I don't mind talking because I know that if you weren't right, I'd know it.
Well, I'm pleased that we had a chance, and not only because this has been useful to me for a class project, but I'm pleased to have had a chance to talk with you.
Okay. It's been a pleasure.
It's really been nice.
And
this is the first time I've been back in school in years, and so it's a little strange.
Well, it's the stuff that I don't know what you, but you want these little, to me, insights. You'll never come across in school.
Yeah, see, I'm much more interested in it. If you tell me this and this and this, and I can see them, contrasted or just compared to each other, that I'm not going to get with dates and figures or these long analyses of things that I'm reading. So.
And you know, that's the same to me. All of this is a conglomeration of all of the people I have talked to in all of the years from the time I was started following Uncle Bird around till I was in the service and found out that Jews were heathens, and then at Elon, so it's been this process, which everybody is going to go through the same thing. But I don't know if everybody has led to the same, I know they haven't, but to my perspective. And there's where I keep saying vision quests are important, because people take the time to get in touch. Well, I've got a 5.5-year vision quest, which I've been here alone, most of the time. And spending this time to think and get all of this stuff together. Now, this is my conclusion. Now tomorrow is something else.
Yeah.
But the boy that invited me up to the mountains next week, and I'm going to leave Friday. He is 40 years old, and did I tell you about the getting a seed in my eye?
Yeah. Is that the same?
Yeah, and he just went and jerked the pain and the eye stops what? And I didn't even know what he was up to, except that he said, maybe I can help that. And he is so... It's never worked on his ego. Now, as little as I know, which... It ain't lost. Mine are mostly questions. He said, can I send you money for your gas? Mm-hmm. Now here I'm going to learn from him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even the same ballpark with him.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yeah.
No. And what he thinks he can get out of me is beyond me. Because mine's mostly just, like I say, questions. I guess it's like Kung Fu once said. Did you remember those David Carradine things? Kung Fu?
It didn't seem it.
Well, where he said, I seek not to know all the answers, just understand the questions.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, I think there's a point if you talk to somebody who are asking the questions, that makes a difference. For you to suddenly have to go and try to consider the question well enough to make an answer.
Well, yeah. But when you were up here the other time and you said, and I was telling you about that rock, that I knew there was a rock out there, and I'd go out and kick around in the daytime and night too by the moon. I didn't find it. And when I said, told you, I said that rock was calling me. Well, I listened to what I said, and then later on, that was not necessarily the rock calling me, but something in my ear saying, there is a rock out there for you.
Mm-hmm.
See, something else. Now, it doesn't make any difference, but there, I was being notified that there was something out there.
Mm-hmm.
But that is 7,000 year old at least, because it was before pottery, when everything was pulverized and ground up on other rocks. Mm-hmm. See, pottery is relatively new. And I didn't know that Hillsboro, that one of those sites that was about to be sold and to for someone to make a polo park. It's 10,000 years old. Now, the Okanichis were out there about the time that John Lawson went through, which is 17-something, which was just yesterday. But there had been people living out in that river area. So that is the same time that they were living here too, you know. So it's like old Uncle Shikata said that. He said that one reason you revere the Mother Earth, he said, every place that you dig, when you see a farmer plowing, he is turning over the bones of our ancestors. When you take, and people have been on this Turtle Island for 40,000 years. Every place you go, someone has set his foot. You know, every rock formation you see and you climb up on, hundreds of people have stood on that rock. You know, so it's a great feeling. You know. So I enjoy life. And in my head, I'm still 19 or whatever, still following up a word around. Maybe for real, you know. I was talking to Danny Ray yesterday, and he's about Lash the Root, the old Western star. And he said, we can see him as a decrepit old man today, but in his mind, he's still at his prime. You know, we don't see ourselves as old. Life is just as actually fresher to me than it was when I had all the answers, when those Jews were Jews and Catholics worshiped idols. I had the answers then. And now all my answers have done disappeared. And it's a lot of the life becomes one big fresh question. And our eyes get bigger and bigger, you know. You know? So yours get blue and sparkly at times. And Nancy said that she could tell when something struck your fancy because you have such expressive eyes.
My eyebrows get triggered too.
Oh, they do. They jump up. Yeah. But, you know, even that, there's no way that you can hide your interest. Because, you see, even our auras will do this, you know. And they constantly change. You know, as your energies change, you know, something really strikes you in you. And then you settle back and listen, you know, and it kind of draws in and then it'll flare up. And so there's no way of hiding the truth from the universe, you know. That people are so good at hiding their feelings. And you know, they kept saying, this cat's sick and we can't find out what's wrong with him. You know, and something he's disturbed and we don't know what's disturbing him. So they devised this thing as pupillometrics. Now, they say the eyes are the windows to the soul. Mm-hmm. So this man is disturbed, depressed, all that kind of stuff. They show him these pictures. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it'd be nude women, you know, and his pupils kind of stay at the normal. And then they flash him this muscular, handsome man. And automatically his pupils. Mm-hmm. That's his problem. And I was talking to Carl Hoffman over here. Mm-hmm. Carl lives over this big old restored beautiful house. He and his wife and two kids. And Carl said, you know what? He said, I was studying with that man when they came up with that theory. Mm-hmm. that the way that the man had hidden all of his time, that he was a latent homo, which is would be disturbing to me if I found out I was, you know, which is only as bad as we perceive it as being bad. But how people can hide it to where even doctors can't find out what's bothering us. But the universe knew what it was, you know, because of the energies, and it came out. So we don't hide anything except from ourselves.
Yeah. You know? You've done a good job at that.